This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Wednesday, December 2nd, 2015. We will learn the 3rd to 6th Mishnayos, Gimel to Vav, in Chapter 6 in Perek Vav of Shabbos. We'll continue where we left off, a discussion of what you may carry or wear outside of the house on Shabbos, what you may not. A word of background: the prohibition is one of carrying. You may not carry from a private domain to a public domain or vice versa, and you may not carry 4 amot, 4 cubits, in a public domain. You are allowed to wear things on Shabbos. Right? You wear pants, you wear a skirt, you wear a coat, you carry a bag. Right? Those are clear distinctions. The Mishnayot are going to now teach us what's considered wearing, what's considered carrying, what can you go out with, and what can you not. Begin Mishnah Gimel. Lo teitze isha b'machat hanekuva. A woman may not go out with a needle that has a hole in it, an eye, because that is not used as an ornament. Right? You wear jewelry, but if you take a tailor's needle and happen to stick it in your clothing that you're carrying, nobody wears a tailor's needle as an ornament, and therefore it's to be considered carrying. V'lo b'tabat shi'esh aleha chotam. Woman may not wear a ring that has the sign on it, the family sign. That was not common custom for women to wear, and therefore even though she's wearing the ring on her finger, it's considered carrying because it is not usually done. V'lo b'kaliar, right? Nor can she go out with the a diadem, or it's an ornamental headband, which most women did not wear, and since most women did not wear it, it was to be considered carrying and not wearing. V'lo b'kovelet, v'lo b'tzlichot shel paliton. These are 2 items, either perfume pouches or spice pouches, or perfume made out of balsam, but there are 2 items that were used, worn by women to ward off body odor. Says the Mishnah, im yatzta chayeves chatas. If a woman goes out with any of these, it's not a concern, she'll take it off and show it. She's considered to be carrying them, not wearing them, and she is liable for a sin offering, a Torah prohibition, divrei Rabbi Meir, so says Rabbi Meir. Chachamim potrim b'kovelet uvetzlochit shel paliton. Those spice pouches or perfume flasks, the Chachamim think those are ornamental, and therefore you're wearing them and not carrying them. One shouldn't take them out on Shabbos, lest you show someone and carry it. But if you did, you would not be liable for the chatat, for the sin offering, because it would not be a Torah prohibition. Continue with Mishnah Dalad. Lo yetze ha'ish. A man should not go out. Lo b'sayif, lo b'keshev, lo b'tris. Not with a sword or a bow or a shield. V'lo ba'ala, not a round shield, a different type of shield. V'lo ba'romach, and not with a spear. V'im yatza chayav chatas. And if you go out with those, you are liable for a sin offering, Torah prohibition. You don't wear a sword, even when attached to your you don't wear a sword. You carry a sword, as opposed to yesterday we saw, right, the helmet, the chest guard, the leg guard. Those were worn items which one should not wear out, but they're worn. These are items that are carried. You carry a spear, you carry a sword. You don't wear one, and therefore, if you go out with it, you are in violation of Shabbos. You must bring a sin offering. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tachshitin Heinlo. Rabbi Eliezer says those too can be considered ornaments. Chachamim Omer Chachamim retort, Einan Ella Lignai. No, they're not to be considered ornaments. They are, right, they're embarrassing. They're a sign of indignity. How did the Chachamim know? Shinemar v'chitetu charvotam le'itim v'chanitotem le'mizmerot. Famous verse in Isaiah that you should beat your swords into plowshares and your spears into pruning hooks. Lo yusa goy el goy cherev v'lo yilmadu od milchama. We should not lift sword against a nation against nation, nor should we learn war anymore. That is a prophecy we would love to see fulfilled very soon in our lifetime. Swords, articles of war, are necessary at times, but they're never ornaments. We don't proudly wear them. Sometimes we necessarily wear them. But ornaments, they are not. And if you go out with them on Shabbos, you are in violation of a Torah law. Obviously, if you are in protection of a country, Jewish soldiers, that overrides all Shabbos concerns for the safety of the soldiers themselves and the people of Israel. Mishnah concludes, birit, which are garters, tehora, v'yotzimba b'Shabbos. They are considered to be pure. They are not susceptible to impurity because they serve other garments. They are not garments themselves. Only garments, kelim, are susceptible to impurity. And you may go out with them on Shabbos. The two items, the status of purity or impurity, and the going out with them on Shabbos do not seem to be connected. The Mishnah is teaching us two facts. One, they are not to be considered garments, but you may wear them on Shabbos because you won't show them to anybody, take them out and carry them. Kivalim, which were foot chains, they were gold chains attached from garter on one leg to the other. They were used by some families to lessen the stride of their daughters. Those are susceptible to tumah. They are vessels. Ve'en yotzin bahen b'Shabbos. Those you may not go out with on Shabbos because you may take the gold chains off to show somebody. Continue with Mishnah Hay. Yotza isha b'chute seyar. Bein mishela, bein mishel chaverta, bein mishel behema. A woman may go out, right, with braids of hair, whether they're her own, another woman's, or even animal hair. Yesterday, we saw that those braids, things attached to a woman's hair, of flax and other materials, you may not, because you might go to the mikvah and take them off and carry them home. Hair, human or animal, allows water to flow through it. You wouldn't have to take it off those strands in the mikvah. And therefore, there's no concern of carrying them. Uvetotafot, uvesanvutin, the tiara and the bangles, bisman shehin tefurin, when they are connected, when they are stitched and sewn to whatever headpiece you are wearing, you may go out with them because it's actually prohibited to detach them. You won't take them off and show them to a friend and carry them. Uvechavul, uvepeah hanachris lachatzer. The chavul was that piece of garment that went under the tiara. And a peah, which is a wig, the peah nachrit is a wig, that you may go out with into the courtyard on Shabbos. You wouldn't take it off in a courtyard. Permitted on Shabbos. The mission now is going to move on to a category not of distinction between carrying versus wearing, but something that can become a part of the body and therefore would not be considered carrying. A woman may go out, b'mochshe be'ozna, you had a little bit of wool that you would stick deeply into your ear, I guess to absorb the earwax, uvemochshe v'sandala, if you, in the shoe to provide comfort or support, you would put a little bit of wool, or v'mochshe hitkina l'nidata, right, there was wool that a woman would use when she was having her period, I guess sort of an old school pad. Bepilpel ubigargir melach, if she had a little bit of pepper or salt in your mouth, v'choldavar shetiten latoch piha, anything that's in your mouth, those are all things that are to be considered part of one's body and therefore not carrying on Shabbos. Ubilvad, says the Mishnah, shelo titen lechatchila b'Shabbos. You can't put those into your mouth, ideally on Shabbos, because that would be for medicinal purposes, and we don't practice light forms of medicine on Shabbos. V'imnafa lo tachzir, and if it falls out on Shabbos, one certainly should not put it back in. Forget the fact that it's disgusting if it fell out, but medicinally one may not do that on Shabbos. Shein totavot v'shein shel zahav. If you had a wooden tooth or a golden tooth, their crowns or fake teeth were slightly more crude than ours today. Rebbe Matir. Rebbe says you can go out with them on Shabbos. You're not going to take them out and show them to a friend. No concern. They clearly are part of your body now, so you're not carrying them. The Chachamim Osrim, the Chachamim say, no, maybe you'll be made fun of, you'll take them out, you'll carry them, and prohibited on Shabbos. Last Mishnah for today, Mishnah Vav. Yotzin Bisela She'al Hatzinit. They would take a coin and wrap it to a wound that was on your foot, like a callus, and somehow that coin would heal it. That is okay. Right? Not going to take it off on Shabbos. Habanot, young women, young girls, yotzin bechutin, they may go out with ribbons in their hair. Va'afilu bekismin shebe'oznehem. They actually used to pierce their ears, but before putting in jewelry, they'd run a string through it to keep the hole open. That's permitted as well. Arviyot yotzot re'ulot. Right, the Arabian women would go out with their veils, right, like we see today the Arab women, without concern that one would take them off in public. That was not done. Umidiot, the Median women, right, propot, they would go out in their shawls. We were also not concerned they would take those off. Bechol Adam, similarly, each person, if there was something where the common custom was never to remove it, you were allowed to wear that out on Shabbos. Ela shedibru chachamim behove. The chachamim gave us examples that they were familiar with. The Arabian women, the Median women, the young girls. But each society will have those items, articles of clothing, which people might take off. They would be prohibited. Or ornaments, etc., not so much articles of clothing. And then there were things which we know they would not take off. And those you'd be allowed to go out with on Shabbos. That concludes our learning for today. I look forward to you joining me tomorrow.